RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, week in review, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo secures $20.5 billion in deals from European Union visit. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi says Indonesian being held by Abu Sayyaf in good condition. The Indonesian government focuses on expanding electricity access to 6 provinces. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has arrived back in Jakarta after a 5-day working visit to Germany, Britain, Belgium, and the Netherlands. During a press conference, the president said many things had been gained from the working visit, among others, the strengthening economic ties with the countries he visited. He said that the total business-to-business deal were worth $20.5 billion. He also highlighted commitments to focus on a fair sector in each country he visited. In Germany, he signed a commitment to training and vocational education to enhance Indonesian workers' skill in a competitive market. In the United Kingdom's cooperation will focus on the creative economy and creative industries. While in Belgium, Indonesia and the European Union held a discussion on scoping papers for a comprehensive economic partnership agreement, or CP. The scoping papers will form the basis of negotiation on the agreement. In the Netherlands, cooperation will focus on enhancing maritime cooperation and water management. President Joko Widodo said the Dutch Prime Minister would visit Indonesia in November with a business delegation. Further, he said the 4 countries appreciated Indonesia's role in promoting peace through a moderate interpretation of Islam, democracy, and tolerance. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that 14th Indonesian national being held hostage in the Philippines are still in good condition. According to the minister, the government continues to coordinate with the Philippines government to monitor the development of the process. The minister also said that she continues to have intense communication with the Philippine Foreign Affairs Minister, and during her 5-day working visit in Europe, she said she continued to communicate with her Philippines counterpart about the efforts to free the hostages. For the record, 2 Indonesian ships, the TB Henry and the Christie, were hijacked on Friday last week, allegedly by the Abu Sayyaf group. The incident came on the heels of the March 26 hijacking of 2 Indonesian flag vessels, the Brahma 12 tugboat and the Anand 12 barge, and the kidnapping of their crews numbering 10 men in total. The 5 Indonesians rescued by Malaysian authorities following last week's kidnapping attempt by Abu Sayyaf militants have safely arrived at Tarakan, North Kalimantan on Saturday. The 5 were part of a group of 10 Indonesian crew members of a tugboat that was hijacked by the militant group in the waters between Malaysia and the Philippines while heading back from Cebu to Tarakan. Another Indonesian crew member was wounded during a shootout between Malaysian authorities and the militants and is still undergoing intensive medical treatment at a hospital in Sabah, Malaysia, while 4 others were taken hostage by the group. The 5 rescued crew members were escorted by 2 warships to the border between Malaysia and Indonesia. First Admiral Wahyudi Dwiono said the Indonesian government has been pushing efforts to prevent frequent hijackings in the areas, including cooperating with neighboring countries to step up security and maritime patrols. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources is prioritizing the development of power infrastructures in 6 eastern provinces through the Indonesia Terang or Bright Indonesia program. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said said that 6 provinces where electrification ratio is too low currently are Maluku, North Maluku, East Nusa Tenggara, West Nusa Tenggara, Papua, and West Papua. The ministry stated that the government has allocated 441 billion rupiahs to produce 9.4 megawatt of electricity in those 6 provinces. Within the next 5 years, the government wants to bring more than 12,000 remote villages under electrification. The electricity infrastructure in these regions will have to be built through different approaches such as decentralization and island-based infrastructure, as well as by harnessing the renewable energy potential there. The government estimated that at least 100 trillion rupiahs of investment is needed to develop infrastructure under this program, 80% of which will be funded by the corporation, while the rest will come from the state budget. Meanwhile, Deputy Governor of West Papua, Irene Maribuy, expected that access to electricity will greatly impact the life of the people in Papua. Last item, a Singaporean foreign ministry spokesman responded on Saturday to an article published by several Indonesian media outlets quoting Vice President Yusuf Kalla as saying that the city-state refuses to sign an extradition treaty with the archipelago. The Singaporean foreign ministry stated that the article was incorrect and misleading. Indonesia and Singapore signed an extradition treaty and defense cooperation pact in Bali in April 2007, witnessed by then President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. Both agreements are currently pending ratification by Indonesia's House of Representatives. Last year, the House proposed a discussion on the draft law on extradition, which included ratification of the agreement with Singapore. The Singaporean Foreign Ministry spokesman said the city-state is prepared to proceed with both agreements once Indonesia is ready to do so. The Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission, meanwhile, the Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, previously also called for the completion of the draft law to prevent more corruption convicts from fleeing abroad, especially to Singapore. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo secures $20.5 billion in deals from European Union visit. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi says that foreign Indonesian nationals being held hostage in the Philippines are in good condition. The Indonesian government focuses on expanding electricity access to 6 provinces. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth. See the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, here is news from across the country, presenting you various interesting information of the week coming from across Indonesia. Our first news came from Batam City, Riau Islands. Communication and Information Ministry's Inspector General Eli Varyani appreciated the implementation of the Broadband Village program in Tanjung Sari Subdistrict, Belakang Padang District, Batam City, Riau Islands. According to her, the implementation was good and the people's participation need to be increased to optimize the program. Previously, Batam Communication and Information Agency's head, Sali, said the Tanjung Sari Subdistrict was chosen into the program because it is included in the priority location based on the Border Management National Agency head's regulation. In the program, the subdistrict was provided with computers, scanners, printers, internet, and devices and applications suitable with the local characteristics. We move into Gorontalo. Jalaluddin Airport in Gorontalo is currently preparing for the first magnet power plant development that will begin in 2018. According to the head of Jalaluddin Airport, Asri Santosa, the goal is to provide alternative power source besides the state's power company, PLN, with its limited power supply. Asri explained, the power provided by PLN is 1,200 kilovolt ampere, where the magnet power plant can produce 500 kilovolt ampere. With the magnet power plant, the airport can save 19 billion rupiahs for 15 years. The saving then can be allocated to increase the non-tax state revenue or PNPB of Jalaluddin Airport, which is targeted to reach 7.6 billion rupiahs from the realization in 2015 with 6.54 billion rupiahs. Further, Asri explained that with 3.5 billion rupiahs investment, the magnet power plant can be used for 15 years. Our last news came from Rejang Lebong, Bengkulu. Hot and cold waterfall in Belitar Seberang Village, Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu Province, recently had many visitors. Belitar Seberang Village head Jauhari on Wednesday said the hot and cold waterfall named Tri Muara Karang Waterfall every Sunday and other holidays is crowded by the visitors from many regions. According to him, the waterfall is located 3 km from the Trans Curup Lubuklinggal Road, which is still a dirt road. With such access, will impose the visitors to use modified motorcycle. Although the access through Sindang Jati Village is easier, with its paved road. Previously, Rejang Lebong Tourism and Cultural Agency head on duty, Carnelly, said that the 2-hectare Tri Muara Karang waterfall is yet to be developed. The waterfall, consisting of several parts, has their own specialty compared to the other similar tourism objects because it is more than 50 meters high. Besides that, at the upper part, that is hot pool around 10 kilometers square, the water is flowing in several branches with different temperature, so that the visitors can enjoy the hot and cold waterfall. Listener, there was news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular item which brings back people and events from past as recorded in history. So let's begin with 1955. The Bandung Conference ends. 29 non-aligned nations of Asia and Africa finish a meeting that condemns colonialism, racism, and the Cold War. The first large-scale Asian-African or Afro-Asian conference, also known as the Bandung Conference, was a meeting of Asian and African states, most of which were newly independent, which took place on April 18 until 24, 1955 in Bandung, West Java, Indonesia. The 29 countries that participated at the Bandung Conference represented nearly one quarter of the Earth's land surface and a total population of 1.5 billion people. The conference was organized by Indonesia, Burma, Pakistan, Ceylon or Sri Lanka, and India, and was coordinated by Ruslan Abdul Ghani, Secretary General of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The conference's stated aims were to promote Afro-Asian economic and cultural cooperation and to oppose colonialism or neocolonialism by any nation. The conference was an important step toward the non-aligned movement. Next is from 1957, Suez Crisis. The Suez Canal is reopened following the introduction of UNEF peacemakers to the region. The Suez Crisis, also named the Tripartite Aggression and the Cadiz Operation, was an invasion of Egypt in late 1956 by Israel, followed by the United Kingdom and France. The aims were to regain Western control of the Suez Canal and to remove Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser from power. After the fighting had started, the United States, the Soviet Union, and the United Nations forced the three invaders to withdraw. The episode humiliated Great Britain and France and strengthened Nasser. The three allies had attained a number of their military objectives, but the canal was now useless and heavy pressure from the United States and the Soviet Union forced them to withdraw. As a result of the conflict, the United Nations created the UNEF peacekeepers to police the Egyptian-Israeli border. British Prime Minister Anthony Eden resigned. Canadian Minister of External Affairs Lester Pearson won the Nobel Peace Prize, and the Soviet Union may have been emboldened in invade Hungary. And let's finish by April 24, 2015, the fixing of Asian African Solidarity Day. In addition to producing three important documents, the Asian African Conference 2015 in Jakarta also established the Asian African Solidarity Day on April the 24th to coincide with the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference. In addition, the establishment of the Asian African Solidarity, Bandung was also designated as capital of Asia and Africa. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, we meet again in Highlight of the Week on the World Admitted Indonesia about Islam Tolerance and Democracy. Listener, Indonesia's ability to run Islam with tolerance and democracy value have been acknowledged by the world. Indonesia is expected to play a key role in spreading tolerance in alleviating extremism and terrorism. During Indonesian President Joko Widodo's visit to Europe, there's requests from several countries. So Indonesia, as a democratic country and the biggest Muslim population in the world, share the experience. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi stated during accompanying President Joko Widodo to meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and British Prime Minister David Cameron in Berlin on Monday that in the world current situation, tolerance is important. The minister added that the world have high hope to Indonesia as the reflection where Islam teaching good development tolerance. Retno also said that the two development countries appreciate Indonesian government in running democracy values and Islam with tolerance. Retno explained that Prime Minister David Cameron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel is openly requested Indonesia to have an active role in sharing experience about Islam tolerance in democratic countries. According to them, Indonesia's experience in preventing extremism and terrorism continuously developing Islam tolerance, which is very important to share with other countries. The same opinion also stated by the Uni European Council President Donald Tusk. In the meeting with the President Joko Widodo in Brussels, Belgium, on Thursday, April 24th, Donald Tusk delivered his compliments on Indonesia's democratic condition, tolerance, and human rights. President Communication Team Ari Dwipayana, in his statement in Brussels, Belgium, said that cooperation to send religious leaders in bridging tolerance values continue to boost. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia is a laboratory of life where Islam, democracy, and tolerance can run smoothly. European Council President noted the efforts to give free visa to Indonesian citizens when Union European situation stable, these efforts will be continued. Meanwhile, Indonesia Vice President Yusuf Kalla asked all Islamic countries to go back to the Al-Quran and Hadith teaching. He also said that a long time ago, if the Prophet Muhammad go to Mecca and Medina, but today people go to Europe to search for rescue. He said that during the closing speech at the Asia-Pacific Musabakoh memorizing Al-Quran and Hadith Prince Sultan bin Abdul Aziz Asud in the Vice Presidential's Palace in Jakarta on Thursday, April 24, 2016. Vice President Yusuf Kalla stated that terrorism and radicalism is coming from chaotic countries, especially Islamic countries which have turmoil condition. Iraq and Syria have failed to handle the issue and destroyed from outside of the country. This event is also attended by Prince Khalid bin Sultan bin Abdul Aziz Asud and Saudi Arabian Ambassador to Indonesia Mustafa Al-Mubarak, also the participants from Asia-Pacific. Kalla also thanked the European countries who have received the refugees from conflicted Islamic countries. Kalla admitted that terrorism also exists in Indonesia, but Indonesian people handle it with good tolerance. Well, listener, that was highlight of the week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Week in Review, featuring several events that happening during this week. Stay tuned. We start from Sunday, April 17, 2016. Indonesia's women double players Gracia Poli'i Nitya Krisyenda Maheswari became champion of the Singapore Open 2016 on Sunday after their opponents from Japan resigned from the final round of the Super Series tournament due to an injury problem. It was reported by the Indonesian Badminton Association in a written statement as quoted by Antara. Nitya said they had actually prepared themselves to meet the Japanese pair following their last meet at India Open recently, in which Gracia Nitya lost the match 18-21, 21-19, 21-23. Gracia Nitya victory over Misaki Ayaka at Singapore Open made the score to 3-3 in the past six matches between the two. On Monday, April 18, 2016, Indonesian President Joko Widodo's visit to Berlin has yielded $875 million worth of business-to-business deals between Indonesia and German companies, the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry or Kadin said in a statement on Monday. In Berlin, a number of Indonesian companies managed to sign memorandum of understanding agreements with German companies. Sinta Wijaya Kamdani, Kadin Deputy Chairman, on the international relations sector said Kadin boasts a number of business delegations from various sectors such as energy, industry, agribusiness, telecommunications, maritime and others, where industry players can gather through a business forum. On Tuesday, April 19, 2016, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that Indonesia has the potential as an entrance of German investment to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN region, saying the population is large enough. Angela Merkel's statement was delivered by Head of Investment Coordinating Board Frankie Sibarani in a press release in Jakarta on Tuesday. Frankie Sibarani explained the Indonesian government encouraged German businessmen to make Indonesia as one of their investment goals. Still on Tuesday, Indonesia is a potential market due to its large potential, including potential younger generation. It was stated by Governor of Wakayama Prefecture, Japan, Yoshinobu Nisaka, on the sidelines of his visit to Indonesia Tuesday in Jakarta. According to him, Indonesia is a promising country for strengthening economic cooperation, especially well with Japan. Therefore, he expected to increase cooperation with Indonesia.
それからもちろんその前提としては、インドネシアは人口もとっても多いです。
Indonesia is an interesting market as it has a huge number of people, including the young generation, with varied abilities and strengths. It has also a good economic growth. That's why I consider Indonesia as a promising country, and that's why we try to increase cooperation. Wakayama Prefecture Governor Yoshinobu Nisaka visits Indonesia for 5 days from 16th to 20th of April 2016. During his visit, the government met several stakeholders, namely the governor of Aceh province, Zaini Abdullah, Indonesian Chamber of Commerce, as well as Ministry of Trade of the Republic of Indonesia. Governor Yoshinobu Nisaka also delivered public lecture on World Tsunami Day, an open seminar on tourism and industrial promotion of Wakayama in Jakarta. On Wednesday, April 21, 2016, Indonesian government considers the influence of the movement of Islamic State of Iraq, Syria, ISIS, in Indonesia is still quite high. It is based on the increasing number of Indonesian citizens who went to Syria to join ISIS. This was asserted by Indonesian National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti in the working meeting with the House of Representatives Commission 3 in Jakarta Wednesday.
Pengaruh ISIS di Indonesia masih cukup tinggi dengan
The influence of ISIS is still high by the increasing number of Indonesian citizens went to Syria to join them. Based on our research, currently there are 483 Indonesian citizens located in Syria and joining ISIS, including those who died in several attacks. There are 174 adult male people, 43 adult female, and 40 kids, including those 166 people, in which 155 are adult male people, 1 woman and 10 kids, who have not been identified based on social media sources in terms of videos and photos. General Badruddin Haiti further said that the Indonesian government currently is monitoring terrorist acts that occurred in various parts of the world. Because the terror act is possible to happen in Indonesia, including worries to be a motivation for terrorist groups in Indonesia to do the same thing as a form of participation and togetherness. On Thursday, April 22, 2016, the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, said the implementation of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, SEPA, between the European Union and Indonesia will benefit Indonesia. The foreign minister of on Thursday said Indonesia is the first country in Southeast Asia to enter a partnership and cooperation agreement with European Union. Ratno said, in addition to SEPA, Indonesia and the European Union also discussed the forest law enforcement governance and trade, which aims to make all timber products from Indonesia obtain a license. On Friday, 23, 2016, the convicted of Bank Indonesia ballot abuse, who became a fugitive for 13 years, Samadikun Hartono, was arrested and sent back to the country. After undergoing examination at the Attorney General office, Samadikun directly inserted into Salemba Prison, Central Jakarta. The success is a solid cooperation between the Attorney General, State Intelligence Agency BIN, and the Chinese Security Authority. Professor of the Faculty of Law, University of Indonesia, Hikmahanto Juwana, in a dialogue with Radio Republik Indonesia Friday, said, "The success of the capture of graft fugitives Samadikun is the Indonesian government's effort to track down and the fugitive corruptions so that the success should be appreciated." Listener, that was the Weekend Review.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. President Joko Widodo has arrived back in Jakarta after a five-day working visit to Germany, Britain, Belgium, and the Netherlands. During a press conference, he said he had signed deals worth $20.5 billion. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that 14 Indonesian nationals being held hostage in the Philippines are still in good condition. The five Indonesians rescued by Malaysian authorities following last week's kidnapping attempt by Abu Sayyaf militants have safely arrived at Tarakan, North Kalimantan on Saturday. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources is prioritizing the development of power infrastructures in six eastern provinces through the Indonesia Terang Program. A Singaporean Foreign Ministry spokesman responded on Saturday to an article published by several Indonesian media outlets, quoting Vice President Yusuf Kalla as saying that the city-state refuses to sign an extradition treaty with the archipelago as incorrect and misleading. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4.
Mention three Indonesia's World Cultural Heritage, which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention three kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, culture, and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will take you to North Sulawesi to enjoy the beauty of Lembeh Street. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Lembeh Strait is the narrow water separating the mainland of Sulawesi with Lembeh Island. Lembeh Strait administratively is located in the city of Bitung, precisely in the southern municipality of Bitung, North Sulawesi province. The strait is known to have abundant wealth of marine biodiversity. In addition, Lembeh Strait offers some shipwrecks which are very interesting and beautiful underwater or sea garden. Small wonder, Lembeh Strait has become one of the main diving spots in North Sulawesi. Lembeh Strait is indeed the favorite tourist spot for fans of underwater tourism. A variety of fauna and flora, such as colorful coral reefs and marine fauna, are so breathtaking and certainly invite admiration from everyone who saw it. This location is known internationally with diversity of marine life that exists only in that place. Here, you will be able to find mimic octopus, pygmy seahorses, cuttlefish, and hairy frogfish. This place is also a paradise for underwater photography and is often called the Mecca of macro photography. The thing to remember is diving in Lembeh Strait requires special skills in order that divers' frog legs do not kick the seabed, because the sea easily become muddy when exposed to the flying sand kicked by a diver's frog legs. Besides offering a charming underwater views, Lembeh Straits also stands on a resort that offers diving travel packages. In addition to being famous for its diversity of flora and fauna, it also has incredible beauty of its natural scenery. Lembeh Island, formed from limestone rocks, wrapped up beautifully by the green leaves of coconut trees. Therefore, it is also called the Island of Million Palm Trees or Coconut Trees. To get to the beautiful Lembeh Strait from Samratulangi Airport in Manado, North Sulawesi Province, you can rent a car or taxi to Bitung with the fare of around 200,000 rupiah. If you want another alternative with a cheaper price, you can ride public transports, then continue with intercity bus to the outskirts of Bitung City. To reach the city center from the bus terminal, you will need to take another public transportation. The distance from airport to downtown Bitung is about 60 kilometers, which can be completed in about 1.5 hours. Arriving in the city of Bitung, there are several kinds of accommodation that could be an option, ranging from inns up to resorts, which service is equivalent to 5-star hotels. The location of the inns varied, ranging from the city center or right on the island of Lembeh. At night, you can ride motorcycle or taxi to get around. If you are lovers of underwater tours, visit the already famous Lembeh Strait, a place that has beautiful flora and fauna. That was Indonesian Wonder today. Until tomorrow with other interesting topics.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing Makassar hosts International Conference on Stem Cell. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. So stay tuned. Makassar in South Sulawesi will be the host of an international conference on stem cells, which will be held for the first time. The conference is scheduled to take place on April the 28th and will be attended by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, as well as a number of foreign plastic surgeons from the Netherlands, Japan, and USA. The conference will be in conjunction with workshops, scientific symposium, and symposia for the general public. As is known, stem cell therapy lately has been the topic of discussions in the medical world. Stem cell therapy is an act of replacing cells which are damaged, lost, or diminished ability with stem cells that have the ability to change into the cells needed. While stem cells is a cell that already has a special function that can renew and divide itself into similar cells or transform, it is called also differentiate itself into a cell which is completely different depending on the environment. Chairman of the Executive Committee of the International Conference on Stem Cells, Dr. Fonny Joss, said that the international conference will bring some plastic surgeons from various countries in the world as speakers. According to Dr. Fonny, with the convening of this event, the public can better understand what and how the stem cell therapy is and how it works. He said he hoped that all doctors in South Sulawesi can follow the series of activities in this symposium. Dr. Fonny said, for the ordinary people who are interested in stem cells, there will be a special forum on the public symposium. It will discuss ways of working and new technologies that will be used anti-aging therapy as well as skin tightening therapy. Especially for Indonesia, there are 13 hospitals that have received permission from the Ministry of Health to conduct stem cell therapy. The University of Hasanuddin Unhas Hospital in South Sulawesi is the 13th hospital which received permission from the Ministry of Health. Meanwhile, South Sulawesi Governor Syahrul Yassin Limpo said stem cells have become a necessity and a new hope for the whole of human life in the world. Stem cell is a medical treatment that is more modern and sophisticated. The governor added, Makassar people do not need to go to Jakarta, Surabaya or abroad to have stem cell therapy now. He responded positively to this step because he thinks a lot of things can be improved with stem cells, such as blood cancers, tumors, and Alzheimer's disease. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, featuring Makassar as the host of International Conference on Stem Cell. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are. Welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letter or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. He was listening to our English program through website www.voi.co.id on 15th of March at 1 to 2 UTC. In his email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan said that he really liked Today in History, which presented Haji Muhammad Hatta, a great leader of Indonesia. He was thankful to give full information about Haji Muhammad Hatta's life. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan. Thank you very much for your time to always tune in our radio. Through your reception report, we know that our broadcast can be heard clearly in your country. As our appreciation, special for you, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan, we'll play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listeners, wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love never fails. When perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. And now, these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
berapi-api. Oh, wanita yang hanya ingin dicinta.
Every light I excite, who's watching me?
Watch me.
Electronic, so hypnotic. All you wanna do is look and see me work my magic, 'cause no one else can do it just like me. You know I'm all low key, but you really, really don't wanna mess with me, 'cause I'm hot. Like this beat banging in your brains, man, I know it's driving you insane. I'm hot, and I don't give a. I'm your supersonic baby, number one lady.
Listener, now we will replay a letter from Tahir Ramli in Malaysia. In his email, Mr. Tahir Ramli told that he is a broadcaster for life. He has also visited a number of broadcasting organizations worldwide, such as Radio Republik Indonesia and TV Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Tahir Ramli. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. It is a pleasure to know that you are also a broadcaster. Someday, if you visit Indonesia, please stop by at our office. Hopefully, with your experiences as broadcaster, you can share your experiences as senior broadcaster to us. Well, Mr. Tahir Ramli, we are waiting for your coming. Okay, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Cerita tentang manusia, coba tuh memahami arti cinta. Benarkah cinta di atas segalanya? Hanyakah itu satu-satunya yang menjadi alasan untuk menutup mata, tak melihat dunia yang sesungguhnya.
Listener, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now, we continue to replay a comment from Kamal Hussein in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Hello, Mr. Kamal Hussein. Thank you for participating in our Indonesia Wonderful Quiz. We wish you to be one of the lucky winners. So, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Through your report, we will be able to know your favorite segment. Mr. Kamal Hussein, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and certainly with your reception report. Thank you. VOI listener, wherever you are, now we will play a beautiful song. Let's check it out.
Hey yo, it's not the end, it's just the beginning. Yo, okay, detak detik tirai mulai menutup panggung. Tanda skenario, yo, baru harus diusung. Lembaran kertas baru pun terbuka. Tinggalkan yang lama, biarkan sang pena berlangkah. Kita pernah sebut itu kenangan tempo dulu. Tak juga hilang atau takkan pernah berlalu. Masa jaya putih biru atau abu-abu. Memori cinta cinta aku dia dan kamu. Dia dia masih dialah pikiran. Ilmu bumi dan sekitarnya jadi ku dapat. Masa sekolah yang pernah terjadi. That was the moment, a part of sweet memory. Kita membumi, melangkah berdua. Kita ciptakan hangat sebuah cerita. Mulai dewasa, cemburu dan bunga. Finally now, it's our time to make a history.
Bergegaslah kawan, ku sambut masa depan. Tetap berpegang tangan.
Well listener, those were some emails that we can share with you this week. Actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan page. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan page and for being our regular listeners. Well, listeners, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. For your information, the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism in cooperation with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia is holding Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. For information, you can tune in our programs on shortwave and streaming, or you can visit our website www.voi.co.id and Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.